It's a wonderful, just a wonderful feeling to sit in with you. And maybe I have a sense of your life and maybe I don't. Today I sit listening to a few bird calls outside as I took a few quiet moments and reread some of the scriptures from the last few weeks and thought of being with you here. Wherever here is. It's fascinating, isn't it? Most of us are in different places right now. You may be with someone and might be sharing this with them. That wonderful phrase, being with someone. It may be an intimate person in your life, someone you share love with in a very wonderful way. Or you may be choosing to listen to these occasionally by yourself when you sit quietly somewhere, go for a walk or a run. I know earbuds are preferable for some people for listening, and that lends to you your own ability to be transported, moved by your feet somewhere, as well as maybe by images here. And right now, I'm moved by the birds that are singing outside. We're in a new season, and in many of us, it's beginning to be a new year. Maybe January 1st won't be the beginning of a new year, and maybe there's no date for the beginning in this new time, but you and I, praise God, the earth and many nations that are still racked by COVID and the variants, you and I who live in the U.S. of A. are experiencing a respite, possibly a real movement up and out of this pandemic. And we might think of it, as some people have said, a truly epic time. And you might also be thinking, let's not talk about it. And it might be because you've been hurt or been burdened by death, or you're just plain exhausted listening to it or enduring it or working to care for others. There's so many aspects of our individual lives and our common life, and at this time some people are moving out of their individual lives again and finding their way back to a more common way or a community way of worship or of prayer. And some aren't making that move again. And that's of interest to me. I find it so deep and wonderful that our God has reached out to us individually, but also as a people. And what struck me in the last few weeks, the readings that come to us are so wonderful that they want to be shared. They're just so clearly not just for me or a few of us, but they really are what we mean for the world. Now, at times, Christianity has had the unfortunate history of forcing faith, as we would call it, on others, a certain sense of who God is and the way God is in the world and the way we should then be. But that isn't what we're doing here. I don't believe that's what you're doing with your life if we're listening in with each other. I think we ought to hear again the God of Pentecost, who is the God, the Christ of Easter, who is the child Jesus born of Mary. Looking back sort of over our shoulder, turning back through the beautiful seasons of the church year so far, I think I wonder who put these seasons together for us as we now, having just celebrated Pentecost a while ago, and then the Feast of the Holy Trinity, which remains a mystery and so invites us to feel and sense and be caught up with a God who is so profoundly present to us as a one who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But then we lean into the Feast of Corpus Christi. We join the parade of disciples who've heard Jesus say, prepare a room for me. Go, there's one set, and you'll meet someone who will take you to it, and that's where we'll have our Passover. Each time, it seems to me, the gospel as it opens is wonderfully intimate, and each of us can hear it, each in our own way. And yet there's a beckoning that we would convene, that we would bring our lives together, that we would gather. And so that's so true about the feast of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Precisely, he doesn't pack a lunch for us. We don't receive crackers that we take off in the corner by ourselves. We sit around a very simple table of bread and wine, a cup lift up, the bread broken, the Lamb of God present to us, the word that is already proclaimed and some way or another digested in the community, and as community, we've been gathered into this sacrament. But that's true about each time we've been gathered. And of course, it feels like we haven't been gathered in a while. In fact, we've been invited to be very careful about gathering and stay away from big gatherings and cover always if we're in a gathering, keeping the appropriate distance. I think there's a convergence here with that reverence for the other and the desire to be well that has us recongregate, however we might. But here the invitation of Jesus is so clear and so wonderful. All of a sudden, we're returning to the time just before he died, and we left that a few weeks ago at Easter. We thought, it's all over with, it's complete. He's gone home to heaven. And then we waited 7 or 8 weeks and we finally came to Pentecost. And it was a wonderful celebration of the fire of God's love and the birth of the church and the newness of the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit, Lord God, and send the fire of your love and renew the face of the earth. As I play with that beautiful ancient prayer of the Holy Spirit, we move then into the celebration of the Trinity, which for me, again, can sound cold and chilly until we know it's phenomenologic dynamic. We have this creator for us, this loving God we know as Father, who just is always active. And in Christ, ever present, who died and rose, and as we celebrate this weekend, is at the table for us, calls us into the upper room just before he dies. So sit down and have a meal with me. I know you've been through a lot and you're going through a lot. Let's share a banquet of life. And the same spirit that was breathed into us by Christ Jesus and sent forth by the Son and the Father, spirated it used to be, this wonderful felt sense of being infused and enlivened. Sort of comes with the season, we might say, if it's a sunny day where you are. And it comes with the Word of God, but I think it comes too by our finding our way with each other, finding our way together, not just individually and by ourselves. So ironically, here as I find myself speaking to you as an individual and inviting you now into a little more quiet, and probably as usual, rambling quite a bit to get us here. You may or may not want to share your journey with others, but if you do, it would be great if you and I, and together with others, began to think about how might we do that in this new time, this new year, this post-pandemic, possibly, when we not only break out from there, but break into the new. Sit at the table with Christ. Break the bread with each other. Begin to feed others again. Loving God, you call us into the quiet of your own presence. That stillness is aliveness. It is recreation happening now within us and around us and among us. Lift us up through this time, this beginning of summer, this threshold of a new season. Let it be a new year, not just a new month, a new week, a new time. Help us, wherever we are within ourselves and among each other, to grab a hold of it, to jump into it, to receive what is given to us. That the vigor of a new season, even as we seek quiet to hear might be stirred into a new year of love, peace, and justice for others. My friends, let us be still and know God. Let us be still and know that God is present to us. Let us be still in the quiet of God. Be still and know. Be still. Breathe deeply. And be. The blessing of these days and the newness and the celebration of the myriad of readings that are unfolding for us. Let the Word of God, alive and active in your presence, bring you renewal. From Greg Lacamelli, Dan Riley, and the rest of the Mountain community, new light and happiness. Peace.
And sinners are friends. I wait to welcome the lost and the lonely who share the cup of my love.